A series of incoming winter storms are expected to bring snow, heavy rain and strong winds to parts of Vancouver Island starting Monday. Environment Canada said in a notice Sunday that snow and heavy rain is in the forecast for eastern Vancouver Island and the South BC coast. On Monday, there will be the potential for snow to reach sea level along the coastal sections of the south coast and eastern Vancouver Island. Mild air moving into the region will help transition any snow to rain by Monday afternoon, the weather agency said. In inland sections and higher elevations, snow accumulation is expected in significant amounts on Monday night, it said. Environment Canada issued a snowfall warning early Monday for eastern Vancouver Island from Duncan to Comox and Courtenay, with 5 to 10 centimeters expected. Greater Victoria was not covered by the Monday snowfall warning, but snow is in the forecast later in the week. The forecast for Greater Victoria shows temperatures dipping below freezing by mid-week. Very strong winds are expected for western and southern Vancouver Island, starting Monday night and continuing into Tuesday. Those same wind conditions are expected to reach the inner south coast on Tuesday. Environment Canada has issued a wind warning for the island's west coast, including Tofino and Ucluelet, with speeds of 80 km per hour, gusting to 100 km per hour. There's also a Monday wind warning for Nanoose Bay to Campbell River. Environment Canada is warning of possible hazardous driving conditions in the mountains due to sudden weather changes. A special weather statement was been issued for the Malahat Highway from Goldstream to Mill Bay due to the potential snow. Information on current road conditions can be found through Drive BC. On the BC mainland, the central and south coasts are expected to see significant snow accumulations. Environment Canada says more weather warnings may be issued as the storms close in. Midgelow at timescolonist.com. > to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.